USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans hunkering down as winter storms pound upstate New York, the Northeast, and the upper Midwest. A concern for Biden administration health officials. Hunkering down with COVID-19 cases on the rise.
What we're doing is concentrating our efforts to make sure the communities that are most at risk get the help first and foremost.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the administration's offering more free at-home COVID tests and establishing pop-up mobile vaccination sites. The effort also includes providing support for health centers and nursing homes across the country. COVID is one thing, but the regular old flu is not to be ignored. Details from Rich Johnson.
According to new estimates from the Centers for Disease Control, there have been at least 13 million flu cases this year. 120,000 were bad enough to send people to hospitals, and 7,300 people have died. And that's not counting all the other respiratory illnesses of the past months. RSV, strep, COVID, and the common cold. One expert calls it unprecedented. Others say they think the nationwide outbreak is peaking, but some regions of the USA could still experience big waves of illness into early spring. I'm Richard Johnson.
He says it's a move that could have a, quote, chilling impact on journalism. CNN technology correspondent Donnie O'Sullivan issued that warning on Thursday in regards to Elon Musk's recent suspension of several news reporter Twitter accounts.
And then he actually changed Twitter's rules to say anybody else who kind of shares the location of my private jet will also be banned. We didn't do that. I didn't share the live location.
O'Sullivan's Twitter account was suspended Thursday night alongside several other reporters who cover Musk and Twitter at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other outlets. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Picking up the pieces in Louisiana and in the Big Easy following deadly and devastating storms there this week. City streets in New Orleans rocked by a tornado Wednesday, causing damage to several homes in the area. City Sanitation Director Matt Torrey.
Our crews will continue to be working daily, sun up to sundown, until the debris is collected. And we'll work collaboratively with residents to make sure that we're getting them back in good working order at their households.
At least three people are dead elsewhere in Louisiana. New Orleans was also hit by tornadoes back in March. Americans can order four more free COVID-19 tests through the mail. Started today, part of the Biden administration's plan to deal with an increase in COVID cases sparked by indoor holiday gatherings. The test can be ordered on covidtests.gov. The government urging folks to test themselves when they have symptoms and before visiting with family. The U.S. National Archives dumping thousands of new documents, perhaps shedding new light on the Kennedy assassination.
The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for, quote, continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.